The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Is this thing on?
All right, gentlemen, coming to main stage next, this is Bunny. Get up there. She's got a tornado of titties coming your way. Get those dollar bills ready. She's got an ass that shakes like Michael J. Fox. So get up there and throw them dollars.
Dude, that is fucking iconic.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Dumb Blonde. Today, I have one of TikTok's favorite couples here. Angela and Bubba. Or is it Bubba and Angela? Because we do Jelly and Bunny.
Yeah,
so
either way.
Bubba
either.
And Angela.
What's up? I got you guys in Nashville. What's up, motherfuckers? I'm so happy you're here.
Glad you had us
here. Yeah. Bubba is nervous, guys. So he's so nervous. So I think what we're going to do to loosen him up is we're going to play a game of Dirty Would You Rather, but we'll get to that in a second. So you guys got into Nashville last night. Was this you guys' first time here or have you been here before?
No, I came once before.
Did you?
This, but this is my first time.
This is your first time? Oh, yes. I got to soak it in. I saw you guys found the hot dog stands. Yeah. Motherfuckers are so good.
They were so good.
I thought that was the
Lizzie, right?
I thought that was the cutest TikTok though. I was like, how cute is this?
I woke up this morning and was like, did I really post that on TikTok?
No, it was great though. It was like a moment for you guys, you know. Mm-hmm. So what do you this TikTok shit is crazy, right?
Yes.
The first time I ever saw you guys, I forget what had happened, but you guys had posted a video and everybody was tagging us and they were like, you guys remind me of Jelly and Bunny. And then whenever I went and watched the video, I was like, these motherfuckers are hilarious. Like, you guys are so in love and so cute. How long have you guys been together?
June will be 14 years.
That's a long motherfucking time.
It is.
We're going to get to that, though. But we're going to loosen up Bubba right now because Bubba's eyes are bigger than fucking half dollars. What are they called? Fucking half dollars. They're bigger than half dollars right now.
I thought my eyes was pretty low.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to play a game called Would You Rather? And I'm going to ask you two questions. They're dirty, okay? So I know you guys kind of have like a little squeaky clean image, but I want to bring out a side of you that people don't really get to see.
Bubba has a very freaky side.
Oh, shit balls. I can't wait. Are you serious?
Oh, yay. Shit.
You should have never said that. That is exciting.
Yeah.
All right, my glasses are broken. They've been broke for fucking 3 months. I can't get these frames anywhere else. Don't judge me. All right, you guys, I'm going to ask you two questions, and you have a choice between one or the other, and you answer.
Okay.
Would you rather, Bubba, have a very small penis or be a premature ejaculator?
A very small penis.
That's I thought most men choose not to be a pre-ejaculator. Well, I guess small penis, too. We've had a couple choose small penis. Oh, my God, this one's disgusting. Hold on. This one is really gross. I'm not asking that.
Oh my God.
Would you rather send a sex tape to all your friends by mistake or make a sex tape with all your friends? Angela, you got to answer these two.
Oh, I'd rather send one.
Send one. Here
send one, yeah. Send I agree. One. Who wants to fucking bang all your friends?
No.
They're not all.
That'd be awkward hanging around them afterwards.
Well, we've done that. So I can't even lie. Jay and I have banged every one of my friends.
I love it.
We've banged every one of my girlfriends and we just wake up the next day, have breakfast and everything like, just goes right. back
like
to normal.
Nothing happened.
Just high five each other.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a threesome with Miley Cyrus and Donald Trump or have a threesome with your mom and dad?
Miley Cyrus,
I'd go there too.
Would you rather date a girl that used to be a guy or date a guy that used to be a girl?
Say that one more time.
Would you rather date a girl that used to be a guy or date a guy that used to be a girl?
Date a girl that used to be a guy.
Because she would probably more than likely have a wiener. Yes. Yeah, and then
I'm the opposite.
Gotcha. All right, we're going to do a couple more questions, and then we're going to get into you guys' interview. God, there's a lot of fucking incest in here. Let me pass that. Hold on. Would you rather have drunk sex or would you rather have hangover sex? Normal question.
Drunk sex.
Drunk sex.
Yeah, I'm puking on the dick. If we're having hangover fucking sex, there's no fucking way. Mm-mm. I would fucking barf. Would you rather have amazing sex for 32 seconds or have average sex for 10 minutes?
32 seconds.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Mind blowing, right?
Yes.
Wow. Fucking blow each other's minds. All right, last question. I don't even know what that is, so we're going to... Would you rather die as a virgin or would you rather die as a whore? We all know what I'm picking.
Die as a whore.
Hell yeah, fucking whores unite. We support sluts and whores around here. See, was that that bad?
No, that wasn't that bad.
You got through it.
I got through it.
Take me back to, where did you grow up, Bubba?
I grew up in Charlottesville, Virginia. Small little town. I was always in trouble.
Yeah.
I was a troublemaker.
Did you start getting in trouble, what age? Just right out the pussy? Just fucking getting in trouble?
Probably so.
Just a born rebel.
I grew up in a different kind of family than she grew up, but...
Right. And did you grow up in Charlotte as well?
I grew up right outside of Charlottesville, 10 minutes in Earliesville, Virginia.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So you guys were right kind of in the same vicinity.
Yep.
And then when did you guys meet? Was that way down the road? No?
We met on MySpace.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So how old were you guys when you met on MySpace?
I was 15. He was 16.
Okay. We're going to rewind a little bit. So you said that you got in trouble. What kind of kid were you?
I grew up in a Pentecostal home.
Oh, me too. It turned out.
It was very, very different.
Yes. No. People don't listen. Unless you grew up Pentecostal, you don't know what. I had to wear skirts down to my ankles. I wasn't allowed to listen to secular music. I could only watch Disney movies. Was that how your house was? It's a fucking cult.
We actually didn't even have TVs in our house. So I didn't start watching TV until I was 15, when he came into my life.
I broke the curse.
That was it. I wasn't allowed to have piercings. Yeah. I wasn't allowed to cut my hair.
Same. And I got sleeved up the minute I could. Literally. It's crazy because...
I just came in boom! That's all changing.
So growing up like that and then getting with Bubba, was that freedom or was it hard for you? Because I know to this day, I still deal with religious trauma.
Yeah, it's really hard. My parents, I will say, have definitely loosened up.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. My dad's banging fucking hookers and fucking living his best life now. Yeah. I'm like, where was this guy when I was? I think he was there, but he just fucking hid behind the, the facade or whatever.
Yeah. So it was very different.
Yeah. Crazy, right? Okay. Yeah. So MySpace. My name on MySpace was Doll Parts.
I don't remember.
That's an exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody knows that. It was Miss Liz, and then it went to Doll Parts.
Yeah. I don't even remember what mine was. I just remember you could select your five best friends. You could put your music, your own background.
I miss the top eight. I miss that. Yes. When we were all fucking computer dorks, just fucking programming
with
our
dial-up.
Yeah, we just knew code and knew how to program our fucking MySpace shit. I really thought I would stay up and do eight balls of cocaine and smoke Newports and fucking design my fucking page. Cracked out. Just crack. It was fucking terrible.
But I bet that page looked really good.
It was spiffy. Okay.
Down to a T.
So who DM'd who first?
I DM'd her first.
And you just came across her profile and you're like, this bitch is fine.
Yeah. And I just hit her
literally
up.
It was, hey, sexy. That was it.
So you got
stay
game.
On the phone all night. Just chill.
So, okay, you slid in her DM, you said, hey, sexy, and you, coming from a crazy Pentecostal, childhood, you see this guy, and you're like, sup, baby?
Yeah, absolutely. But I did not tell my parents for, a good couple of months that I was even talking to him.
And you guys...
I was scared, because I knew that he was different. I knew that he wasn't Pentecostal.
Right.
I knew that.
Right.
I was partying there.
Yeah.
You
were kicking it.
Smoking weed, popping ecstasy.
Oh, shitballs.
All type of shit.
God, I fucking hate those days. Yeah. I think I have. I contribute my anxiety to the first time I ever did ecstasy. Yeah. It is fucked up.
I had fun when I was younger.
Yeah, you know? When we're young, man, fucking we're like.
I don't want to do none of that
now. Oh, no, we're invincible when we're young. Absolutely. And now, fucking, I'm just like, I'm scared to take fucking ibuprofen.
Yeah.
You won't take pills.
I won't take pills or anything.
You literally will not take pills.
It's something about our childhoods that, popping so much fucking drugs, we're just kind of like, shit, no. I know what that can do. Okay, so you were 15 and you were 15 too?
16.
So there's just a year age difference or whatever. Yep. When did you guys decide to meet up?
I met her the first time on 4th of July. I was rolling on ecstasy.
Oh, fuck.
He took the tongue right on down my throat first time we met.
He just walked up and started going.
Yeah, and her parents were just like... And I'm just over there with a water bottle in my hand.
Bubba! Yeah. The Pentecostal parents, they didn't freak out?
My parents were like, whoo.
I don't think they really agreed with me at first.
Right.
But, you know, now they love me and I love them.
Yeah,
so.
Of course. I mean, I think you go through that when you're a teenager. The parents never like the boyfriends. I wasn't allowed to date until I ran away from home. So I totally understand that. So... That was it. Just love at first kiss. And you guys have been together ever since.
Yeah.
That's a fucking long time to be together. That's really admirable.
And not too many young relationships last nowadays.
At all. Like, and how old are you guys now?
30. I had to think about that.
No, it gets worse as you get older. I'll be
30 this year, November.
Aw, you guys are still babies though. But that's a long fucking time to be together. That's over fucking, 15 years, right?
But it doesn't feel like that long.
Because you guys are in love.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that long. We were just talking about that. I was like, we're about to be together for 14 years, and it does not feel like that long.
What do you guys think the secret to a successful relationship is? If you could give advice to anybody that is watching this.
We've learned over the years that communication is really huge in a relationship, being able to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because at first, it wasn't. Like, we didn't know how to communicate. So there's a lot of arguments. Like I said, like, we're not always perfect. No couple is always perfect. But communication is key, really big.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. I always say communication is key. Comprehension is vital. You can talk to somebody all day, but if they don't hear what you're saying, you're never going to get anywhere with them. So I really think that's the most important. So when did you guys start having babies?
It was like about a year and a half after we got together.
Oh man, you guys were fucking boinking like babies, like bunnies and shit.
We went straight to it though. We were scared. We didn't tell her parents for like 6 months. She was pregnant for 6 months.
Were you guys married? No. So this was out of wedlock. Okay.
He actually was like living at my parents' house, but I was having to sleep at my grandma's house. Because we couldn't stay in the same house.
Yeah, that's weird.
So we got impregnated by sneaking out of the house, out the windows at night.
You guys are rebels, man.
Blankets, I'd go back up and I'd have trouble getting my big ass in the window, but I did
I'd be sitting there like,
listen, we'll do some weird shit for pussy, okay? We will fucking skydive if we have to.
I hope her mom and dad don't watch this.
Oh, they're going to watch it. It's okay. Hey, mom, dad.
Hey, mom. Hey, dad. I'm sorry. So how old were you when you had your first baby? 17?
Yep.
Oh, and then how many do you have total again?
Three.
Yep. And then when did the next one come?
Yep. The next one came in 2014, and then the last one was 2016.
Oh, I bet do they think you guys are cool as fuck, or are they embarrassed by you guys?
They like it, but my oldest son's just like, because so many kids come up to him like, oh, your mom and dad be on there.
Yeah.
And on TikTok, your dad be with his stomach out, and I'm just like... He don't really dig it yet.
Yeah.
I think he's cool with it.
We went through that with Bailey for like the first 2-3 years. And just recently she started thinking we were cool.
Yeah.
I feel it takes a little time.
It takes time.
She doesn't even like Jay going to like her school dances or anything like that. Like still.
Aww.
Yeah. But she'll get over it.
She will.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is what it is. So take me on this journey with you guys. You guys, met at such a young age. You guys had babies so early. What were you guys doing for work before TikTok came into the picture?
I do hair. I still do hair. I have my own business. I'm actually, Tuesday is my last day there because I'm moving locations. But I've been doing hair since I was in high school.
Yay. Mimi's a hairdresser. She owns a salon.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. That is really cool. And Bubba, you slanging crack?
I worked at Taco Bell when I was younger.
Yeah.
I think that was my first job.
Fat Burger. I worked at Fat Burger. It's a West Coast thing.
I worked at Kroger for a long time.
Yeah.
Worked in the deli, then I moved up to the produce manager, and Kroger's been my last job ever since I quit. So
yeah.
I haven't worked.
That's awesome. You just gotta get it how you live it.
Yep.
So when did TikTok start taking off for you guys? Like, when did you guys get on the app? It took me forever to get on TikTok. I refused.
I downloaded it when COVID hit, because, you know, salons closed. So I was out of work for 3 months. I literally did it for fun. I had my profile set to private because I did not think that. Then he posted a video where he dumped the chicken nuggets on him. Did you ever see that? And it was like, I want some fries and chicken, a side of biscuit. And it hit like, it was like, what, 5 million views in like the first couple of days. So I was like, I'm going public.
I dumped McDonald's chicken nuggets on me and went viral.
That's insane.
So, and then
this all started from a chicken nugget
on his account. And then I blew up over the summer of last summer doing Magic City Cowboy, Jamie Ray's song.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I remember. He actually just got signed to Young Thug.
Yep. Who, Jamie?
Yep. Shout out Jamie Ray. Yeah. Good job. Awesome. Do you rap? Are you a rapper? Are you in music?
I grew up when I used to do the ecstasy, I used to love like rapping, and because you just know how you're feeling.
Right.
But I've made one song. But I don't really get into it like that.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't
know.
He used
to like leave me voicemails rapping when we were younger.
Aww.
I did a lot of music when I was younger.
That's really cool, though. You should still pursue it.
That's what I tell
think
him.
I'm going to make one song a year.
Dude, and right now with the notoriety that you guys have on TikTok, it will fucking, it'll work, you know, because people are going to want to see that kind of stuff from you guys. So you started blowing up from last year. You started blowing up last year too.
Well, I was at like 100,000 followers for the longest, and then when we did the Magic City Cowboy for Jamie Ray, that's when I went from like 100K to like 600K in like what, 30 days.
It's crazy, right? The amount of people that can find you from TikTok.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's fucking. It's opened up so many doors for the podcast, and it's catapulted Jay and I too, because it's, they love couples.
TikTok changed our life.
Yeah, it really did. Absolutely. Like, shout out TikTok. Thank you. We
thank
love you.
For real.
Whoever's watching us behind the scenes, like the fucking Wizard of Oz, thank you so much. What kind of opportunities have you guys gotten from TikTok and stuff like that?
Well, of course, being here with you.
Yeah,
that's an opportunity.
You know, so.
No, I love you guys. I love what you guys represent.
Well, we're about to do our first event. That's the event in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So, with Jelly. So.
Aw.
And then
you're going to love Jay. He is.
Bubba's
just
been so excited to meet him. He's been saying the whole time, I wonder if Jay's going
to
be there.
Oh, he wanted to come so bad. But
it's
No, I'm really excited for you guys to get together, because wait till you guys meet him. He's just literally just the biggest bear, and he just smiles, and his energy is just so warm, you know? And I get
that.
I see
it in all his videos.
I get that from you guys too, you know? Like, that's one of the things that drew me in with you guys, is you guys bring happiness, and it doesn't matter what gets thrown at you on TikTok.
No, I don't care what nobody thinks about me.
Me either.
I used to when I was younger.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I think we all did, you know?
But
we had to learn.
Now I'm looking at people like, because people used to look at me like, why you do TikTok? And look at me now.
Yeah.
You know, that's
right.
Yeah.
I'm about to make a song that's called Look at Me Now soon. So.
Good. I love that. I can't wait. I'll fucking shake my ass to it on fucking TikTok for you. Whatever I can do to help boost the brand. So you guys' content, who comes up with those ideas? Is this just kind of like harebrained shit that you guys come up with, like fly by the seat of your pants? Or do you guys actually like sit down and you're like, okay, this is what we're going to do?
I typically come up with the ideas. Sometimes Bubba gets frustrated because we have to do some things a couple of times, but I'm typically the one who comes up with it.
Well, you're a Scorpio, right?
Uh-huh.
And when's your
Leo?
Scorpio and Leo. Oh, yeah. I love that. Those are soulmate signs. I love that.
Look at us.
Which is crazy that you're so shy. Leos are usually like, hey, here I am.
I'm not normally shy.
Oh,
he really isn't.
He's like, I have a camera and a mic in front of me.
Yeah,
you know what?
I ain't never had this all in front of me.
No, it's crazy, because I can sit here all day and talk to people all day long, but if you turn the mic and camera on me and say, okay, talk about yourself.
If this was all off, I'd be normal.
Yeah, but it's hard to talk about yourself, especially if, you know, you just are an introverted person when it comes to stuff like that.
So, we literally stay to ourselves. We don't.
And we don't have friends or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, in our city, we
just
don't.
Just Brandy and Billy.
Yeah, we don't talk to nobody.
Yeah. Well, sometimes
family,
it's better that
it.
Way. Yeah, because when you let people in, that's when like weird shit happens. And nowadays, you can't fucking trust anybody, dude.
No,
like
absolutely.
That's how I am. I have my circle that I've built, and fucking I don't fuck with anybody else, because it's just like you never really know what people's intentions are, which is sad. And I'm trying to get past that in therapy, but it's not working.
It's hard.
It really is. How do you balance making content, being a mom, and also running a business?
It can be hard. I don't work as much as I used to, but I'm also in the process of moving locations, so I've kind of lowered. So recently I've had a lot of time to do it because I've kind of just been fluctuating. But it can be really hard because literally by the time I get off of work at 4 o'clock, I have to go home and I'm like, I need to make a TikTok to post for the day. I got to cook dinner, give the kids a bath, put them in bed. And then after I put them in bed, I typically try to go live sometimes. Aww. But it's hard. It is hard.
You know, somebody said to me yesterday, actually, on fucking Facebook. Facebook is like where the most toxic motherfuckers live. And they were like, you're so that little post that I did about, you know, everything's filtered and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. She said, all you do is edit and make videos all day. How is that hard? And I was like, if it's so fucking easy, why is everybody not doing it? Like, people don't realize the work that gets put into being a content creator.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. It really, really does when you're having to, you know, put the words in. Like, he can't do it. I do that for him. Like,
Same with Jay. That's why Jay posts literally once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he won't do it.
Like, one video, and some when we go out of town, I'll post a lot of videos. But
yeah,
like when I'm at home, I post one video a week.
Yeah,
she'll post like three a day.
You know what I do whenever I do put makeup on, because I never really get dressed anymore, is I will have like a content day where I literally will shoot like fucking 20 TikToks
just to be able to post,
just to fucking sprinkle them out though. And like, if you do that like once a week, within that month, you combine so much fucking content that you don't have to worry about dropping something daily.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I'll make like 6 videos and he's like, why are we making 6 videos today? I'm like, because they're to post on a different day.
Yeah. Do you guys get paid from TikTok? Am I allowed to ask that question?
Bubba's a part of the creator fund. I'm not. I never joined it because
it really ain't no money.
It's not really any money. And then also when he joined it, he felt like his views lowered.
Views lowered. A lot.
I said the same thing. I got fucking flagged for everything. You only get like
$40 for a million views?
I got flagged for everything when I had the creator fund on.
Yeah.
Like, they fucking flagged me if I fucking wore a crop top. It was just so fucked up. And then as soon as I took it off, I'm just in a bikini, just chilling, you know? And they didn't care. So it's like almost like they just want to always take your money for... It's crazy. Mm. Yeah, I just wanted to ask that because we had the same situation happen with the creator fund, so...
A lot of people show me love when I go live. Like, I get so many gifts. It's ridiculous.
How does that work? Because I don't understand it.
They just send me gifts.
Oh, okay. And then you get money from the gifts?
You cash it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many
people. I can't do lives. I feel so boring.
You should, though.
When I'm sitting serious. There. I don't know. Mimi tries to make me do it, and I'm just like... All right, guys, you got 2 minutes and I'm out of here. You know, like,
I can tell that you're like, what do I talk about? But that's how I used to be. Like, when I used to just sit there and stare at them. And people would probably be wondering, like, what is this girl doing? But I didn't know what to say until the chat started, like, coming in with questions and stuff. And then it makes it a little easier because you have something to
do
talk about.
Do, like, Q&A or whatever. Yep. I just feel like I talk so much on my podcast. Like, it's so repetitive, you know?
Yeah.
And then everybody's always like, where's Jelly? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Go to his page, you know? But I can't be rude to people. So I'm just like, I'm really not.
They do that to her, too. They always ask for me.
Yeah,
they're always asking for me in your chat.
Yeah, baby. I love it. I love the sassiness. Yeah, TikTok is fucking insane. Mimi tried to get me on TikTok literally for 2 years? And I just was like, I'm not fucking doing it. I'm 42 years old. I'm not going on fucking TikTok. I was 40 at the time. And I think we got on there and then shit just started fucking popping off. And I was just like, why did I fucking not get on this? Yeah, no, for sure.
It's definitely fun.
Yeah.
It's brought us closer too.
Yeah, totally. So besides the Mudfest, you know, and like, how do you guys deal with trolls and all the hate that comes your way?
Fuck them.
I feel like haters are your biggest fans. So if they want to sit there and watch, then
Yeah,
let them watch. Like, I don't do any blocking to people. And I used to reply to comments, but then I'm like, why am I even giving my energy to them?
You know? I do it. Because, see, here's the thing. The reason why I reply to people.
She said that with pride.
Yeah, no, I do it. I just love it. Fucking, I love an opportunity to make an original sound and have people use it over and over again. Yes. I love to make an example out of people that are bullies, because I used to be a bully when I was in high school. I got beat up one time. I got jumped by 3 girls, and I went home. My dad kicked my ass for losing the fight, and I never lost a fight since. So I became the bully because I was hurt. So yeah. I understand how bullies work, you know? And I just, now that I'm older, I don't stand for it, dude. I'm like, you're not, one, you're not going to bully me, and two, you're not going to fucking
internet gangster
sit here and think that you can get away with something and not just get fucking clowned for it, you know? Absolutely. I grew up in a generation where we clown people, so that's exactly what I do, and I just turn it into content. People always get mad at me, and they're like, why do you even give them a platform? I'm like, it's my platform. If I want to do that, I'm going to. Yeah, for sure. What do you guys think is next for you guys? What do you guys want to do with this brand that you guys have built yourselves?
I don't know. I'm not even, I don't even know yet.
Bubba's like, I'm just here.
But you've been like talking about like wanting to do, what is it that you were talking about?
I'm just here.
You're just here. You are here.
I mean, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. You guys just are going to just, what about merch?
We haven't started. So many people have been asking.
Yeah.
We just don't know, like, you know, who to go through for those types of things. Like, we have one lady that, like, sent us both shirts, and people love them. And she actually put a link in her bio, you know, for her. Like, she sells them for us. So people do go to her link for that. But we just don't know where to start for that type of stuff.
Couldn't they sign up on, like, Teespring and do their own merch like that? Yeah, it's super easy. Yeah. Listen, when it comes to building a brand, I know how to sell myself. So does Mimi. So if you guys ever have any questions, we are more than willing to help you guys.
That's good to know.
Yeah, definitely. We just want to see everybody.
Hey, we're still new to this.
No, I feel like we're all family. I've been selling myself for a long time. So I just learned how to do it online too. And once you make
I want to sell myself too.
We all sell ourselves in some way or another, you know? So now that you guys have built this brand, you guys have to monetize and capitalize off of it, because it's just all about building a bigger and bigger brand. So whatever we can help you guys with, we would love to help you with for sure.
It's cool. That'd be awesome. Absolutely.
So what are you guys doing tonight?
Nothing.
Our flight is early in the morning.
I can change it if you guys want. Or you guys can change
it. My son has a basketball tournament.
Oh, gotcha. You guys just got...
We're just going to miss one game.
You guys literally came in, did a podcast, and have to go back home and mom and dad.
And then we go back to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee this...
Next week.
Next week for Brandy and Billy's wedding.
I love Gatlinburg. I don't really know who they are. I don't think I follow them. They're pretty cool. I see you guys are always with... I might follow Brandy. I'm not sure.
They're fucking hilarious.
Are they hilarious? I'll follow them. Yeah, I'll check them out for sure. How did you link up with them? Just off TikTok. Of TikTok? Yeah? And are you guys like BFFs now? And
yes, that's my best friend.
Him and Billy have a bromance.
I met with Young Swag last night from Wildin' Out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who it is?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I used to be with Nick Cannon.
Yeah, well, I know what Wildin' Out is. Okay. But and I know Nick Cannon's like famous now for fucking having like 8 kids and shit by 8 different women.
Oh my gosh, even know that.
What a fucking mess.
You can get famous from anything these days.
Yeah, no, he was famous before that, but and then he married Mariah, and then now he's like knocking every bitch up that he can find, I guess. Oh, I don't fucking know. Well, is there anything else you guys want to throw out there and talk about? Getting you to talk, Bubba, has been hard.
It has been. I'm not used to this. I might lighten up 1 year.
Well, I'm going to bring you guys back. I would love to bring you guys back and have you guys start being more, you know, regulars on the podcast. I do that with a lot of my guests because I just love people to be able to follow you guys' story and see the growth. So, like, even a year from now, we'll bring you guys back for whatever season we're in and, you know, do a check-in, and people can just, you know, fall in love with you guys like Jelly and I have fallen in love with you guys.
We appreciate that.
So why don't you guys tell everybody where they can find you on your socials? Shout out your Instagram. Have you guys started a YouTube channel?
We want to kind of do like a family YouTube channel though. We're gonna name it the boss family. I think it's gonna be our thing.
The balls.
Boss.
Okay.
Your mind's always in the gutter, yeah.
No, but did you see my face? I was like,
yeah, you were like,
I was like, whose last name is Balls? Sorry.
Oh my god.
Sorry, guys.
Oh my gosh.
All right, the Boss family. I love that though. I think that's really cute, and YouTube loves families. So I really think that you guys should do that.
Our oldest, like, he knows how to edit videos and stuff. Like, he does like that. So he was like, Mom, when we start a YouTube, he said, I'll do it for us. And I'm like,
dude, do it.
Because I'm not into like the huge editing part where you like take the clips out and put different. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, no, it's I can't a lot. Do it either. I don't have fucking patience to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, you guys need. Next time you guys come here, I want to talk about how your YouTube platform is fucking blown up.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and shout out your social so everybody knows where to find you and they can fall in love with you.
TikTok is @Richards_Scorpio. Instagram is @Angela_Richards08.
My TikTok is Bubba the Boss, and my Instagram is Bubba the Boss 723.
Yay! Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thanks
I'm so happy
you're
here, and I can't wait so much. Cannot wait to see.
Sorry for being nervous. Next time I won't be.
You're good. Don't worry about it. I can't wait to see what the next year brings you guys, and we're gonna bring you back in a year and check in.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Dumb Blonde. I will see you guys next week. Bye.